Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, a massive illegal betting scheme busted up involving major names in the sports world.
Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra.
FBI Director Kash Patel naming the Gambino, Genovese, and Bonanno crime families at a news conference in Brooklyn.
When these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize.
Both Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among the 31 arrested today. A second scheme involved rigged poker games, U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella.
These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims.
FBI Director Patel calls the fraud mind-boggling, says the alleged perpetrator's luck has run out. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it! Count it! And a foul! John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation points.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Mulligan! And that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids City Council approved a project to increase safety at rail crossings at the Common Council meeting on Tuesday. The project was awarded to the Milwaukee-based company LinkThings. They'll install a predictive mobility system at 14 railroad crossings throughout the city. A team from LinkThings conducted a study with 1,000 respondents in Wisconsin Rapids while creating their proposal.
What was shocking to us is 95% of the public said that they did something really unsafe when they were approaching a crossing that was about to be occupied or occupied.
The technology is intended to increase safety for the public and also help inform emergency responders when a crossing is or will soon be blocked. While Police Chief Hostins doesn't feel the added tech in their already hectic police vehicles will be helpful, Fire Chief Ben Goodrow said he saw the value for the fire department.
A heads-up display could easily tell us where a crossing is jeopardized, or based on some of the technology that they have, kind of where that train is headed.
City engineer Joe Eichstead said the installation isn't a lengthy process.
Once it's installed, it'll be up and running, and then, of course, there'll be some public information provided, you know, on how to access the app and use the app, and what do the signs mean, and how does this all work.
Signs will be posted leading up to the 14 crossings that will help drivers even if they don't have the app on their phone.
A driver doesn't have to approach the crossing to realize that it's occupied or about to be occupied.
The city's engineering department applied for and received funding through the DOT's Carbon Reduction Program. This grant is an 80-20 cost share of $548,000. The city will be responsible for a little over $109,000 of the cost. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right.
Welcome back to the show, morning show, hour two of the program. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Thursday. We got fun stuff lined up for you. Terry and I are going to touch on a little bit of entertainment news, remind you about our newsletter. Got a couple of other good stories for you. Our schedule we'll all dive into as well. All those things coming up, but it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. Oh. It's time for the pet of the week with the
poor kitty.
With this, oh, that poor
you
cat.
You need one without a howl.
We do. That's the second time that's happened too. We have our pet of the week with Denise from the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the time and you talk with us. And I am being horrible to our guest. We have a wonderful cat in here. We're going to introduce as our pet of the week in a moment. Denise, I did want to remind the audience and maybe you, yesterday, we're a day off, but yesterday was National Make a Dog's Day. It is a day they use to ensure that dogs are around us enjoy themselves as best as possible. It's a day to spread information about dogs' importance in our lives and how much they can improve our day-to-day lives. It's also a great day to encourage people to adopt from shelters and provide a better life for those little furry friends of ours.
Awesome. I'm sorry I missed it. Yeah, that's a good day to recognize.
Can you not tell my dog about that? He's already diva-like, so...
He's kind of already got that attitude.
Let's not.
Some dogs don't necessarily need the
true.
They just are that way. Denise, we'll get right to it. Who is our pet of the week?
This is Delilah. Mm-hmm. She is about 2-year-old gray tabby, kind of petite. She's younger, but she's very rambunctious. Not rambunctious. She's squirrely. She wants to get down and explore. Otherwise, she's usually very nice and purrs, but not today for some reason.
She's super cute.
Yeah.
She very cute.
This is a threatening environment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's understandable. I don't blame Delilah one bit. No, I don't blame her at all. She's and you know, when if I was in a cage for more than 2 seconds, I'd probably be acting that way, let alone.
Yeah. She was almost just pushing your buttons.
She was. Yeah,
she's a beautiful cat and got that little bit of that young spirit in her.
She does. Yep. Very obvious. And she just needs to get out and explore and needs a family.
When it comes to that, there are a lot of perfect fits for an individual, like a cat like that and everything, especially if they've got kids in the home or something, somebody that can keep the cat active.
Yes.
And keeping in mind, as active as cats can be, they also have a lot of downtime as well.
They do, yes.
Is there in your head, certainly not being too specific, but an ideal family for somebody like Delilah?
Delilah is, a younger cat. Like you said, she's got a young spirit. So maybe a family, younger kids, but not too young. The real young ones don't understand when a cat's, flailing around. They just want to get down and not be handled. But she seems to, the cat room technicians told me that she loves to be held and she's, she purrs a lot. She's just not liking me today for some reason.
Well, she maybe doesn't like the carrier.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
A little stress.
It's a lot of stress.
It feels like it has a little more to do with that than anything.
Absolutely.
She has all of her shots and everything else.
She's spayed. She has microchip and all her vaccinations.
Yeah, I encourage you to learn more about Delilah, everybody, and some of the other great animals that they have over there at the Humane Society. She seems like a very sweet cat. She's curious, but not, she's got a good heart.
She's not naughty.
Yeah, it just feels
no
like a sweet one.
No.
I encourage you to learn more about her. I would like to just suggest, and boy, it's always hard to pick, I imagine, harder for you. You know these animals much better than I do. I like to recommend an animal, and I see Kimmy, this beautiful Siberian Husky there. I'm a sucker for huskies, so I can't help it. But also, just a preview for everybody coming up, and that's something else that's featured on the Southwick County Humane Society's website, swchs.com. With Halloween right around the corner, I kind of have to say Gomez. There's this beautiful, beautiful mixed breed black dog right there named Gomez, and I can't help myself. That's
a character too. Gomez.
I thought you'd find a black kitty.
There is that option as well. I see Lamb Chop here, a beautiful black cat, very beautiful whiskers. You don't see those kind of whiskers very often.
We have some beautiful cats in house right now.
Really do. And as I was touching on with the National Make a Dog's Day thing, every day is a great day to visit our Humane Society to help out these animals. If you're looking to bring a new furry friend to your home, please start with your local Humane Society.
Yes, please.
And I almost guarantee that's where your journey will end. They have such a wide variety of different animals, and unlike certain places that you're going to maybe go to or whatever, and I'll be honest, I don't like puppy mills. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of it or anything like that, so I'm going to call it out when I have a chance. You're not going to get that touch. You're not going to necessarily feel that confident with that animal in the home, and guess what? If you're not confident, the animal's not going to feel that confident. Animals pick up on us.
They do, absolutely.
So it's just such a better fit for you and your family to go through a Humane Society, among all the great, wonderful reasons of helping out these animals, helping out the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is there ways we can help out right now, Denise, things that you're in need of?
We are in need of clumping cat litter. We have a good amount of the non-clumping, but the clumping stuff is essential to determine the cat's overall health. So we need the clumping cat litter right now.
That's a good one to help out with. And as a side note, all cat litter should be clumping. All
true.
Cat litter,
yep.
it should all be that way.
Yes.
That's very helpful. That's helpful to know for us, and also interesting, I think, for listeners out there that own cats and stuff. It might be helpful, a good note for them.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, things going well over there?
They are going very well. We're gearing up for a big weekend, a lot of festivals and Halloween things going on this weekend. We're at three separate events in town, and we're very excited about it.
Where will you be?
Well, the Rafters Fall Festival will be there. We'll also be at Tractor Supply. They're having a Halloween spectacular event, and Milltown Coffee is doing a doggy trick-or-treat from 8 to 10 on Saturday as well.
Oh, you guys are definitely going to be busy.
We are busy.
Will this be events not only you'll be at, but you're going to be trying to bring an animal with you, too?
Yep. We can't bring animals to the Rafters event, but the other
right.
two, we will have probably a dog.
Okay. Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
Very
Gomez,
cool.
maybe.
Yes, yeah. Maybe Gomez. Maybe Gomez or Delilah.
Yeah.
I got to throw one more in there. Bumble. Bumble.
Yes.
There's a guinea pig over there. Bumble.
We have two guinea pigs. And if anybody wants a guinea pig, come on in.
Well, and Bumble is orange and black.
Yes.
Which, I mean, come on. You're going to adopt a guinea pig this time of year. It's a perfect one to adopt. He looks great, too.
And they're very friendly, too. They make little noises. They're awesome.
I love their squeaks.
Yeah.
I love it, too. I was not aware of it. I did not grow up with these animals. And my ex-wife, she loved it. We had a zoo in our our apartment for a while there. And she wanted to get a guinea pig. She didn't have one since she was a kid or something. So she gets one, and I'm a night owl. I'm up at night all the time, and it's just me and some game I'm watching or something, and I hear this squeaking noise, and I had no idea what it was. I went up and down the apartment, like all over the place looking for it, until finally in the morning I find out, oh, it's the guinea pig.
It's a guinea pig. Yeah.
I had no idea. They're amazing animals.
They are. They make very interesting noises, and they're very friendly. They love to be held. And
the nice thing, my daughter had a guinea pig, but what I liked about that is they're not nocturnal like the hamsters and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
They do kind of settle in and quiet down a little bit, so yep. That's kind of nice.
You're trying to sleep and a hamster's on the wheel. Yeah, that's hard.
It's very difficult for the guinea pigs, for all of the animals.
Yeah.
We want to encourage you to help out our friends over at the Humane Society. So if you clump litter, a cat clumping litter, if you can help out with that or other things, that's certainly helpful. If you're looking to volunteer or other opportunities, reach out to our good friends over at Southwick County Humane Society and meet them at these events this week. That's going to be great. One more time, Denise, where are you guys going to be again?
The Rafters Fall Festival, Tractor Supply, Halloween is having their trick-or-treat event, and then Milltown Coffee.
Awesome. We will meet you there, we'll be looking forward to next Thursday already. Thanks a lot for joining us, Delilah, and you, Denise.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a great day.
And encourage you to visit our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society any way you can. You can always email them, office@swchs.com, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. Visit them on Facebook. You keep up to date with things that they're doing over there and share their posts on your page. And of course, you can stop on by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, swchs.com, and be listening next Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week with Denise and our Southwick County Humane Society. Terry and I will be back with more show.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby, review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Looking in your wallet shouldn't look like a Halloween scene. Put money back in your pocket with e-waste sales and pawn in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point. When cobwebs and moths take over your wallet, turn to the team at e-waste sales and pawn, because when your money is gone, it's time to pawn. Find scary good deals on tools, firearms, jewelry, and more. E-waste sales and pawn, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Happy Halloween.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Thursday afternoon will feature a few sprinkles, some clouds, and highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds just a bit breezy. In the overnight, skies turning partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine Friday. Highs near 50. It's 39 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Big thank you to Denise and Delilah for hanging out with us. That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with that one.
You know, one other shout out to Denise. She was our program at Rotary on Monday. Did a great job. You know, just giving an overview of the Humane Society, kind of, you know, where things are at, how many residents they have right now, you know, like all of that. So, you know, just I didn't think of that when she was in here, but, you know, shout out to her. Hopefully she has us out in the car. But, you know, I think that was great and just an opportunity to reach more people that maybe you don't otherwise.
We've been really fortunate. There's been great people in charge over there at the Humane Society. Denise has gone above and beyond in her position. She's done some great stuff in this community. We appreciate her and her hanging out with us Thursdays with the Pet of the Week. Be listening next Thursday for another edition of that. Got a little bit of entertainment news for you. And this is a story that my father heard about before anybody. He actually told me about this when I hunted it down. I can think of maybe 3 or 4 entertainment stories in the time I've been doing this that's happened. My dad's a big Jelly Roll fan. He likes the guy. Can he name one of his songs? I don't know, but I know he likes him a lot. And Jelly Roll just announced plans to transform his Tennessee property into a 100-acre rehabilitation and mental health campus that will be completely free to those in need.
Yeah, I did hear. I heard just some snippets about that. Not a lot of detail, but I was like, wow, that's... Here's, really awesome.
Here's what he had to say about it. Quote, imagine a place for people like us, poor kids, down bad, when life has kicked you in the butt, and now think about the resources we never had. We could change lives. Jelly went on to say that the facility will offer a full range of treatment, from 12-step programs to intensive mental health therapy and holistics care. His dream for the place is, quote, people coming out, leaving their phones, and getting in the mud with the boys.
That's awesome. I hope he and I think he will be, but I really hope he's successful in finding enough professionals, you know what I mean, to provide the care, because there seems to be a shortage on that side. So I hope that and maybe it might inspire some, you know, maybe there's some young adults in medical school that it might inspire them to take that path.
Great point. Yeah. And when you do these kind of things, especially when you're working with the youth and everything, not only do you not know what story is going to be able to be told because they had a chance, an opportunity here, but he speaks to something that I think that this is something that really stands out to me about country music. Hip hop has a lot of this too, but not nearly as much of it as I'd like. People not forgetting where they're from. People not forgetting that what it's like to be poor, what it's like to be downtrodden and everything. We have way too many people in society that come from that but forget what it's like. They may talk a decent game, but they don't put back into their community. They don't do things like this. They don't take 100 acres of their own land to dedicate to this. This isn't him getting a, you know, donating a bunch of money so they name a facility after him and he cuts a ribbon and then he's gone. This is going to be every day of his life. He's going to be working with this. Every day he's going to be on this. And it's that's how important it is to him. We don't get to see people put their money where their mouth is very often. This guy does it almost daily. Almost daily, this guy has got another story coming out about doing something like this or whatever. I wish Jelly Roll an incredibly long career, if for any other reason than he has the resources to keep doing things like this. As a side note, he's been on a weight loss journey, and he's been trying to do it the right way. He's not using Ozempic or any of these things. He's working out. He's lost like over 200 pounds or something like that. He was on College game day the other weekend and kicked a field goal, and he missed, but he was so excited. He's like, I wouldn't have been able to do this last year.
Even kick it that far, or lift my leg that far or whatever. That's awesome.
There are few individuals I've ever seen in the public eye, whether they're singers or they're actors or whoever they are, that are more comfortable in their own skin than that guy is.
Like he's very real.
He's inspiring in a lot of different ways and for a lot of people, anybody coming from downtroddenness, any of these kind of stuff. But to me, and one of the things that I am inspired by him with is his ability to just be comfortable in his own skin. As somebody who's always struggled with that, I admire that so much about him. And just his day-to-day life, what he's doing. It's a pretty darn cool thing. Looking forward to following this story, seeing where it goes. You can find out more if you go to The Boot. Theboot.com not only has that, but a bunch of other great country stories for you, everybody. Encourage you to head on over there. Check that out. Speaking of good country stories, I thought this was just a good one. And I don't know how noteworthy this is, but not every story we do has to be. Reba McEntire's happy. End of story. End of headline. Reba's happy. She's never been happier is really the headline to her. Reba McEntire has had an incredible life up to this point, but apparently she is living her favorite chapter right now. She said, quote, I think I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. It's wonderful being 70 and getting to do what I get to do at this level. I want to do it more and more. She's coaching again on The Voice. She's starring in her own sitcom, Happy's Place, and she gets to spend every day on the set with her fiance, Rex Lynn. So what's not to be happy about?
Isn't that awesome?
And apparently their engagement has been a secret for a long time, longer than we were let on. They first told everyone they were getting engaged at the Emmys last month, but Rex actually proposed last year on Christmas Eve.
Cool.
It sounds like Reba knows she's got it good. She says, I love this chapter in my life. I'm very grateful for it. And she, as I was talking about with Jelly Roll, another individual that came from, you know, rough beginnings and has never forgotten where she came from.
Isn't that the right perspective to have, though? That what you know, what you're living right now is the best. Right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it changes. Yeah. I think it changes how you do things and what your decisions are if your outlook is that, you know, these are the days of our lives, right?
I feel like that. I agree with you. Just to piggyback on it, I feel the same way about, oh, you know, I'm in my prime. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are, what you are doing right now or anything like that. If you feel like you're in your prime, good.
Then you are.
You are.
Right?
You are. Yeah. And why not? Why is not now? Why is now not the perfect time for your prime? I love it. I love it. Again, theboot.com had that article for you. You can head on over there for that. Did you know Bill Murray and Darius Rucker are real life friends? Yes, Hootie and the guy from Meatballs are good friends.
Or Ghostbusters.
Caddyshack, so many great roles. So they were together recently at Chester's Riverfront Revival Festival, where Darius headlined and Bill took the stage with him with his blues band, Bill Murray, and his Blood Brothers. Between sets, the two sat down for an interview and were asked a delicate question, who is the better golfer?
Oh.
For a long time, Bill Murray has been known as loving golf, being a part of golf events. Obviously, his ties to Caddyshack certainly help with that. And Darius Rucker, long before his country music game and everything, he's been a part of golfing events and stuff. He's a big golfer. Bill jumped in with a grin and said that Darius, quote, used to be an exciting golfer, which is the nicest way possible to say that he was terrible. but apparently, Darius has gotten a lot better since then. He went on to say, I couldn't believe it when I played with him and he shot like 75 that day. It's up in the air who's the better player, but one thing's clear, any round with those two has got to be entertaining as all get out.
That's awesome.
It's got to be a lot of fun. Like, I have no interest in golf. Nothing against the sport, to each their own. My little brother's been trying to get me to play with him for years. It just doesn't really seem like it interests me or anything. I'd be on that course with those two. I'd definitely do a round with those guys. I'll be their caddy. I'd be Bill Murray.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be one of the better honors I could have to be their caddy. Yes. Would I be horrible at it? Absolutely. Yeah, I need a 5-iron. I don't know what that is.
The one with the 5 on it.
I got it, sir. Here you go. I would also probably only last like a hole or two, because I don't know how long I could be around Bill Murray and not, I had a pretty good run there. I don't know how I wouldn't do a bad Caddyshack impression around that guy, or mention that I'm from Chicago too, or something that I would do.
Chuck his clubs in the water or something.
I would embarrass myself, that's for sure. I'm almost positive I would, but it'd be fun. It'd be a story to tell. We got a great one that I want to remind everybody about. Our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Silver Foxes, got a great show lined up for you for this holiday, this Halloween season. Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud. This is a fun one. This is about two feuding families, the O'Reillys and the McFaddens. Family gathering at the Manor, and all the fun that ensues. The Silver Foxes have such a great time with this one. You can't help yourself but laugh and enjoy the show. It is directed by one of our area's greatest directors, my favorite, Linda Garsky. So you know it's going to be good. They have a show today at 2 o'clock, so check out the matinee if you can't make it. Tomorrow, they'll have a 7 o'clock show. Great way to get into the weekend, enjoy some local entertainment, and laugh your tail off at Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud, going on over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater today at 2 and tomorrow at 7. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. Get on over there and get those tickets, everybody. And while you're bopping around online, be sure to go over to wfhr.com, sign up for our newsletter. We got a new edition for you coming up on Friday. Be on the lookout for that in your email box. Not only got some great reporting in there being done, but of course we're covering weather, sports, all kinds of great things going on in our area. Big shout out to our news team working so hard on that one. Get on over to wfhr.com, sign up for it, and while you're there, enter your recipe. Get it to us, everybody. Terry. Am I doing this to remind the audience and Terry?
I'm sending myself an email right now.
Please do. But don't feel bad, because you're not alone. I've talked to listeners that like, oh, I got to get on that. And my own mother has been debating for a week of what she wants to enter. We finally decided last night, my Nana Sunday sauce, we're going to enter into the cookbook and everything. So we finally got it narrowed down. She had like 20 of them, and it took forever to be able to narrow down. So be sure to start narrowing yours down. Get them to us, everyone. Keep in mind, if your recipe is submitted and makes the book, you're going to get a free copy of the book. It's a great way to make your family's great recipe a part of the legacy in our community, because this is a love letter to our community. We appreciate this audience so much.
Just a side note, I will be quite offended if I submit a recipe and it is not in the book.
I will find that hilarious. I will never stop laughing at that. It's not going to happen.
You'll be sitting here alone.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely, I will. It'll be the last laugh I have, but it'll be a good one. Get to WFHR.com, sign up, and get us those recipes. Everybody, beat out Terry. get your recipe over.
Put the challenge out there. Fine.
We appreciate everybody who's already... We've been bombarded by recipes. It's been great. We've been getting a lot of them. We want more. Keep them coming, everybody. We're looking forward to doing this. And, of course, in November, looking forward to celebrating 85 years here at WFHR, here in this community. Looking forward to it. Take a time out. We'll come back, have some more fun. When Terry and I get back, we got a good one. How many of us are doing our own laundry? And who is doing it if we're not? Yeah, great follow-up question by you. All that coming up for you on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in a little over a week. He says the Trump administration had told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue food benefits through the end of October. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is.
Department of Health Services Secretary Kristen Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that the money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if there was money left at the end of October. So she advises people with Quest cards to stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting people to celebrate Forest Products Week. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Captain Olivia Benson of the NYPD's SVU, also known as Mariska Hargitay, really had her sights set on comedy early in her career. During a recent appearance on Amy Poehler's podcast, Hargitay said she screen tested several times for Friends, specifically the role of Monica. She was on Seinfeld and The Single Guy as well and thought that sitcoms were her destiny until a psychic told her doing comedy would never make her famous. 6 months later, she got the role of Benson on the Dick Wolf series. The show has been on now for 26 seasons. Anybody know the number of a good psychic? Actress Elizabeth Olsen says she will no longer act in studio-financed films unless they get a theatrical release. The veteran of many indie films says she is fine acting in films that have no distribution, but says being a part of a big production just to go to streaming does not excite her. The Godzilla actress emphasized that the theater-going experience is very important and much like a sporting event in that it brings people together. Testify. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, the midterm elections might be a year away, but there is a sleeper issue out there that may be the key to Democrats winning. We'll discuss it next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Thursday afternoon will feature a few sprinkles, some clouds, and highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds just a bit breezy. In the overnight, skies turning partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine Friday. Highs near 50. It's 39 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. We got to get into this one, Terry. I've had this one actually for a little bit. Most of us do our own laundry, at least some of the time. I know, I would say since I was about 10, I've been doing my own laundry. I learned pretty young, and it was just one way to kind of help out things with my mom and stuff like that. And I did not realize how impactful it would be the rest of my life, knowing how to do laundry and all that. Well, according to a new poll, 55% of people never had that happen. According to this poll, 55% of people say that they always do their own laundry, while 5% never do their own laundry and say someone else always does it. 5%.
Someone else in the house.
Yes. 9% of people claim that they love doing laundry. Another 23% say that they like it. And 12% say that they dislike it. And another 5% admit to hating it. Those people have a lot more than just themselves. I think that's got to be. I think that's got to be a factor.
Does anyone actually love doing laundry?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Legit. I'm assuming this is just adults, right?
Right. Yes.
This is not.
Yeah, it's got to be
youth
yeah.
in the household.
Yeah. Yeah. That would probably skew the throw off the list a little bit. I bet 49% of people say that they are totally neutral about doing laundry, but 77% of them care at least a little about how it's done.
Oh.
Yes. Terry raises her hand right away. They have opinions on mixing colors, temperatures, soaps, and dryer sheets. How often you do your laundry probably depends on the size of the household and the size of the wardrobe, but people were also asked how long they are willing to wear something before washing it. And 80% of people wash their things at least once. Men are more likely than women to wear the same thing multiple times. No shocker there.
Turn the underwear inside out.
Yep. That's messed up. I've never done that. I don't know about that one. And 55% of people wash their t-shirts after one use. 10% are willing to wear them four or more times before washing.
A t-shirt that's touching your skin?
That's a little much.
I mean, I can see like your flannel that you have on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you have a t-shirt underneath and you wear it as like a
right.
second layer,
yes.
then...
That's a little different. But yeah. No, if it's touching skin, that's dead skin cells. That's a lot of things to get in.
Armpits.
Oh, yeah. 29% of people wash their own their non-jean pants after one wear. 21% wear them four or more times. Similar story. I don't know if that's a good call.
I'll wear jeans more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Depending.
Yeah,
but if, you know, like if you're at an outdoor activity, you know, like they smell like the campfire or the, you know, like if there's something like that. But if I'm just, I don't know. I will wear jeans more than once, but all the rest of my stuff gets washed. Maybe my second layers.
I don't want to sound judgmental here, but I don't feel like this is a tough one to figure out. Like if you wore your jeans and you just wore them for like a couple hours and you just take them off right away. I mean, they're probably fine.
Yeah.
But if you went to a campfire or something, yeah wash them again.
And you know what? The whole, like, people like doing laundry, don't like doing that. Like, to me, it's just a thing. So it's nothing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't get bent out of shape about it.
Right.
But I always, I mean... I threw in a load of towels, you know, in the morning. Like, it's just part of, just has to get done. I'm a little particular about the folding, though.
Okay, now that's the one. Now, see, I've been doing my own laundry forever. I have never been good at folding. And in particular, folding bed sheets. I'm horrible at it. Just
see,
horrible at it.
My thing with bed sheets, though, when I wash beds, I put those sheets that come fresh out of the dryer, I put those right back on the bed versus taking a different set out of the closet. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I have multiple sets, but I'm like, I just strip the bed, wash it, put it right back on because I love the fresh smell.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like that. Yeah, that's one of the best. Getting into bed with clean sheets, not much like
that. Thus, no folding
Yeah, fitted corners. I like that. I like that. 19% of people wash their sweaters after one wear. 32% wear them four or more times. And 16% of people wash their jeans after one wear. 36% wear them four or more times. So similar to what we've been talking about with some of these. YouGov.org is where you can find the complete article if you like, everybody. To your point about people disliking or liking doing the laundry, I've always looked at it the way you're talking about it there. It's got to get done. So it's not a matter of liking or disliking. What I do like, clean clothes. So, I mean, that's really what wins out is that.
And honestly, we're at a stage, everyone does their own laundry, except for like the household stuff. I do that, you know, sheets, towels, that kind of thing.
When it comes to doing, I think too, that there's something, I don't know, whether you do this actually, you know, you physically do it or you just mentally do it, or maybe you don't even think about it, you're subconsciously doing it or something. There is a feeling of accomplishment when you get your laundry done.
Is there?
You may not feel it. It may not seem like it, especially if you look over and there's a whole other pile right there and everything. But there is a little bit of a win in this.
Do you know,
in getting it done.
My beef with laundry, and it's kind of like the only one, is some people that I live with might, you know, put it in the wash machine, then move it to the dryer and then start another load of wash. But then they, you know, like the dryer shuts off and maybe they've left and they've gone to do something else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you put in laundry, make sure you have the whole amount of time that you need to process the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's just that assumption that mom will just take care of it from
there.
Which I do, but it also kind of gets annoying.
Well, and, you know, the thing that about this, too, like I mentioned, my mother, she teaches me to do my laundry in part because I'm going to have to do it my own anyway, and it helps her out. Well, there you go. There's your win-win right there, where it'll help you out and your kid out.
But, like, when she goes to move her stuff from the washer to the dryer and James's stuff is still sitting in the dryer.
Yeah, you can't do
that. Yeah, not happening, dude.
You cannot do that. That ain't right. And speaking of that ain't right, got a that ain't right story here for you that we haven't gotten to do one of these in a while. And boy, this is a funny one. And it feels like one that I would have gotten blamed for. Police in Germany were called to an apartment building on a report of someone repeatedly ringing doorbells late at night and discovering that ding-dong ditching, basically.
It's not a thing anymore?
One of the oldest things that has existed with kids and households and doorbells.
Except now you're on video.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good luck with that nowadays. Residents of the building in Bavaria called police when their doorbells were repeatedly triggered late at night, suspecting local youth behind the prank. The residents said they were especially uneasy because whoever was ringing the doorbells was not triggering the motion sensor cameras outside the front door.
Oh.
That is crazy.
So they hack into it?
Wow, how are they doing this? Well, police arrived and discovered the alleged prankster was, in fact, a slug crawling across a panel, triggering several doorbells in the process.
A slug?
Just a slug.
Gross.
A quote, there was a little slug sitting right on the nameplate. You could even see its slime trail as it went across the names and everything.
I hate slugs. Like, I can handle a lot of insects.
Officers relocated the slug to a nearby... they arrested it. Oh wow, that got dark. Oh, wow, they arrested the slug. It's now doing 3 to 5. Okay, no.
So you can't squish it, is what you're saying?
Officers relocated the slug to a nearby grassy area and released it with a warning. It got away with a warning.
Wow.
And that's nice of them. They didn't have to do that.
Quite generous.
That's
you know, wouldn't that kind of... It would kind of freak you out if that was happening during the night and you do have a video, you know, like a Ring doorbell, and there's nothing showing. That would kind of, would kind of spook you a little, or would me.
You know, you could be the most calm, cool, collected, ice water in your veins individual. Something like that happens, and it is going to mess with you a little bit. It's going to get the imagination going, especially this time of year.
If nothing else, it gives you pause, right? Like, you're like, wait a minute.
Hold up. Like, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely going down. That's definitely how that's going to happen. Like, boy, that feels like something that would happen to me. That really does.
Isn't that weird?
That is a weird one. What are the odds of that happening? It's not like the slug was like, this is going to get them.
Well, and I don't know really like what their path is, but to me, they like wet, dark places, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, what are they doing up there?
That is a good question.
What was their journey to get there? Maybe that's the new ding-dong ditch. Plant a slug.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
They have a pocket full of slugs, and they're just going and putting them on there.
That's got to... I don't know if that's worth it. I don't know if walking around with a pocket full of slugs is worth it. This is an audio medium, we understand that, but this next story does have a video component. I encourage people to look up Lion Jumps Off Truck. This is a wild one, Terry, and as far as like you're on the road, you're driving, and you just happen to see something happening, this one would really rock me. This would throw me quite a bit. There is a truck traveling down the highway, or down a back road, actually, it looks like.
Well, it looks like our equivalent of a county highway.
Yes, thank you.
Opposite side. So we're in another country, obviously, because it's opposite side of the road. But
yeah, good call, good catch. And they've got a big transporting vehicle. Like, think about when you see somebody transporting horses or something like that. And out of this individual's vehicle, a lion starts coming out of the top trying to escape. The lion jumps out. It makes a, well, not really a run for it. It just kind of walks.
You know, it's hilarious. Okay, there's something about that to love, right? Like, it busts its way out, and then it literally does not run. It just prances along the road.
Yes. Like it just wanted to prove it could do
like,
this.
Like, who's going to come get me?
Right, yes, yeah. I'm the king of the jungle, and I'm the king of the highway now.
It's the lion giving the finger, let's be real.
It really is.
I mean, like, come
on. It's the equivalent of the lion doing that. A driver on a South African road captured video of a moment a lion escaped from a transporter's truck roof hatch and made a flying leap to temporary freedom.
Who has a roof hatch?
What are you doing having a roof hatch on a lion cage?
Although that kitty we had in here earlier, that cat was ready to make an escape out of that carrier. So I mean,
that lion and that cat,
they
are,
might
are
just be
relatives.
That crafty.
The truck pulls over to the side of the road and the lion leaps out on top. Anton Nell, a veterinarian with the Lichtenberg Animal Hospital, said the lion was in transit to a game farm and when it escaped. He said the lion was under the influence of a tranquilizer and had been given prior to transport, so it was a little doozy, so that might be part of the reason why it didn't run off. The lion was darted and safely loaded for transport to the farm that it was going to. Then they were able to rally the lion and get it back into the building and or into the car and get it to where it was going.
But you know, really, when it jumped and when it was walking, it really didn't seem like it was off.
No.
You know what I mean? So that's a good thing, because you think about that. If it was tranquilized and it went from the top of that big truck, it could have been injured or something.
Yeah. And the fact that and as a side note, this is a cat that did land on its feet. It did land on its feet. And
I mean, it had 8 lives left.
I mean, come
so
on.
It wouldn't have mattered,
it had more to spare. The Northwest Department of Economic Development and Environmental Conservation and Tourism said the escape is under investigation. The probe is also looking into whether all of the proper permits were filled for this one. So there's another storyline there.
There's always another story.
But that's exactly how this should go, and especially if you're not doing this the right way. But this individual, like, okay, we're going, everything's fine. Hey, you checked the hatch, right? Of course I checked the hatch.
Reach in and check it.
Yeah,
who's going to do that?
Go check it. Go, you know what? We're going to pull over right now so you can check it. Oh, God, it's already out. And the lion's running free.
How would you like to make that call? Yeah, we lost the lion.
I love your catch on that one, too, because you're so right. When you watch the video, you'll see what Terry's talking about. It jumps out, and it does kind of almost look at the camera. Almost kind of like, what are you going to do?
It totally does.
What do you got?
And then stays in the road.
I'm the king of the highway. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show for this Thursday, WFHR's Morning Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A lawyer who had multiple phone calls with President Donald Trump during the January 6th insurrection has been appointed by the president to investigate debunked allegations that widespread fraud changed the outcome of the 2020 election. He has 130 days as a special government employee to complete his assignment. The Wall Street Journal reported October 17th that Kurt Olson, a product liability attorney turned Trump election lawyer, was appointed to look into President Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. According to the January 6th Select Committee report, it was Olson who drafted a memo on January 2nd entitled "The Role of the Vice President in Receiving Votes from the Electoral College," and he spoke with Trump 3 times on January 6th. The Detroit News reports that Olson has recently been involved in defending another Trump election lawyer, Stephanie Lambert, from accusations she and others tampered with Michigan electronic vote tabulators. He defended U.S. Senate and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake in her baseless challenges to the 2022 election.
A judge sanctioned Olson for, quote, false, misleading, and unsupported factual assertions, though his fines were later dropped. Two good government groups later filed ethics complaints in Maryland and Washington, D.C. for an alleged, quote, pattern of unethical conduct. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFH. HR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Thursday afternoon will feature a few sprinkles, some clouds, and highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds just a bit breezy. In the overnight, skies turning partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine Friday. Highs near 50. It's 39 at our studios.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for being here with us. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. You got nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day. Stick around for that. And some good stories of the day we'll get to. I want to touch on our schedule first before we get to some of the events in our area and some of that. Like, we got a great rapid support lined up for you today. Be sure to join us at WFHR.com this afternoon. We'll have these two episodes streaming for you. First up, we got our UW Extension friends coming in. Kazua is going to be joining us. Looking forward to talking with her. Always have a good conversation with her. And in part two, our friends, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be here. Big thank you to Crockett Septic sponsoring the Rapid Support, giving us a chance to get this information out to the community. Great people that get to join us weekly for that. Got some good stuff on our radio dials, both stations today and tomorrow. Tonight, over on 105.5 WIRI, 6:50, Nakusa Averse Adams Friendship Boys Soccer. Join us for that one, happening right here in Rapids. Regional semifinal. Mike and Laura going to have that one for you. I'm looking forward to this. And these two are rivals, too, so this should be a really good game.
Yeah, that'll be a great game.
6:50 kicks off over on 105.5 WIRI. Be sure to join us for that. And keep in mind, we got River Kings hockey going on this weekend at 105.5 WIRI. Join us as the River Kings are in home Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock puck drop as the Northwest Express comes to town. Michael and I on Playmakers on Monday got to talk to Coach Peckman about them. They are way better than their record. Coach couldn't figure out why they got the record they do, because that's a good team. We're going to be tested this weekend, so we need all hands on deck. If you can make it to the rec center, let's make sure the Express knows what home ice advantage is. And if you can't, we got you covered at 105.5 WIRI. We'll have every home game all season long. Help your Kings. Help the boys win or build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. Get on over there, everybody. Roll Kings. It's going to be a good weekend for that. Want to remind everybody as well, Wisconsin Badgers are going to be on our radio dial as we are the home of Badger Athletics. Tomorrow, Friday, 6:30, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Oklahoma, our kickoff of the college basketball season. Looking forward to that. And on Saturday, the Badgers face Oregon in Eugene, taking on one of the better teams in the country. Noteworthy because I don't know how, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Coach Fickell. I don't know. And I these games, especially playing a team like that, it's noteworthy for that. Also, I don't know. At some point, I'd like to see some fight in this team. And I feel like it could happen in any one of these games. Hopefully, it's that
it
one.
It should.
It should.
Should happen sometime.
You'd like to see it happen, yeah. Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud. This wonderful production being put on by the Silver Foxes is kicking off today, this afternoon. They got a 2 o'clock matinee. And then tomorrow, they'll have a 7 o'clock show. Both will take place at the WRCT Auditorium. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. Get on over there, everybody. Our good friends at the Historic Point Boss have their Spirit Walk happening this weekend. Join them for that. The Spirit Walk goes on at night from 6 to 8 o'clock. Want to get there around 8. Probably the latest you want to get is about 8 o'clock or so, because that way you can get a part of a group, or you and your group will be able to be a part of it.
Have you ever been able to participate in that?
Oh, yeah, many times.
I've not done it. I mean, I've done a different thing somewhere else, but I really want
to
do that.
I cannot encourage you enough to. It is awesome. It
sounds
so cool.
Every year I'm like, oh, I got to do that.
The volunteers do a great job. It's lit up really well so people can see where they're going, whether you're young or old. It's fun. It is a little bit of a scare, a little tiny bit here and there, but it's so much exciting that it's more that than it is, you know, fearful. And they do a really good job of it. And you get to learn some history while you're at it. It's a win-win. You're going to take pride in your area and learn more about your area. And you're putting into your community the Historic Point Boss keeps their prices low because they want it to be affordable for others. So be sure to attend these events and help them keep history alive over at the Historic Point Boss with their Spirit Walk. One more weekend that's going on this Saturday, 6 to 8, over at 364 Wakely Road, right in beautiful Nakusa. And our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are back at it today. Every first and third Thursday of the month, they put on a show over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South, right here in Rapids. Join them from 2 to 4 today. Get some of the best live music you're going to hear. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun. And just wrapping up, I wanted to mention that our friends at Focus, the Neighborhood Meals Program, they have their meals available today from 4:30 to 5:45 over at their building at 2321 West Grand Avenue here in Rapids. You can't miss it. That big old cool Sparhawk logo on there. Shout out to our friends at Sparhawk Trucking for hosting this and hosting our friends at Focus. Doors open about 4:15. Be sure to spread the word about this one. Anybody that could possibly need these meals, we want them to know about this one. Help our friends at Focus and be a spread the word about Neighborhood Meals. Goes on every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45 over at 2321 West Grand Avenue. And speaking of food and our nonprofits, Terry, you guys are going to be in up to something with our friends at Paper City Savings tomorrow.
Yeah, and actually we're quite spoiled because we don't have to do anything except reap the benefits. But we do encourage everyone in the community to join our friends at Paper City Savings Bank tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. They are having they call it a brat fry, but you can get brats, hot dogs, burgers, cheeseburgers,
all the favorites.
You know, get all of the things, fabulous dessert. I'm going to plug the desserts because they're always wonderful. So we encourage the whole community to head on over to Paper City Savings, A Street South tomorrow, starting at 10, and join in. All the proceeds are donated to our United Way campaign.
Be sure to check that out, everybody, and sign up for that. And, of course, be a part of Day of Caring. You've still got time to sign up for that, or just show up and be a part of it this Saturday. It's one of the more important and one of the bigger impacts we can make in our community that day. Find out more about it by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to sign up for Day of Caring. All hands on deck. It's going to be a fun memory and a really cool shirt you get.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's a really nice shirt.
It is
good. Get sure to get that. And keep in mind that our United Way is in the middle of campaign season. It's go time. So all hands on deck. And if you are not able to be a part of events, but you still want to impact them, a donation goes so much farther than we can really put in the words, Terry.
And this is donation time. I mean, that's the deal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, part of it is we have to raise the money to be able to provide all of these programs in the community and support as many nonprofits as we help to support. When we think about our community impact areas, those are healthy community, youth opportunity, community resiliency, and financial security. So those are the areas that we are really targeting for community members. And the only way that we make the impact we make is with individual donations. So no donation is too small. Of course, no donation is too large. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you can do that is meaningful to you and makes an impact certainly helps us do our work. So we are looking for monetary donations at this time. You can give by stopping at our office, 351 Oak Street. You certainly can mail a donation to our office. You can give online at uwswac.org.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And thank you, everyone who already has and certainly is going to. UWSWAC.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. Got a couple of good stories for people. Speaking of people, People.com has a story on a couple in Washington State who had to do some last-minute wedding planning this month. The big tent they'd set up for the family farm got destroyed by a windstorm that day before the ceremony. But their friends and family pitched in and made sure that the wedding still happened. So it was really cool.
You were going to say your method. They pitched in and duct taped it.
Yes, yeah. They should have duct taped. They could have. They could have duct taped it, but I guess not.
That would look terrible.
It would look terrible. Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson, one of the most intimidating pitchers in human history, was signing autographs over the weekend and explained why he won't sign jerseys for people. They're the one thing he only signs when he's trying to raise money for charity. They're more valuable that way. So he only signs jerseys when they're for charity.
That's cool.
And it's something that he's paid attention to. He figured out. And I think that's really cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
About him.
Well, awesome. You dilute the dilute the pool. Then that's really cool.
I admire the athletes paying attention to that stuff and not just signing their name and stuff. He really does care and pays attention to where things are going. Another good story is going to be going on tomorrow, everybody. I will be out of the office, but you are not. You've got great original programming.
That's the good story.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think for a lot of people out there. The cool thing is that you're going to have Seth and Laura tag team in the morning show here. So you're going to have a great fun time with them. They'll have Star of the Day, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a bunch of other fun stuff. And then Midday Rapids Report tomorrow.
I mean, whatever it is.
Rapids Report tomorrow. Melissa's going to be sitting in, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Call it Morning Magazine.
I know. We mess up sometimes on that one. But Rapids Report will be new for you tomorrow as well. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Terry, great show.
Thanks. You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Portland head coach Chauncey Billups and current NBA player Terry Rozier of Miami are among more than 30 people facing federal charges, U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella.
These defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams.
Rozier is accused of participating in illegal sports betting using that private NBA information. Billups is charged in a separate case alleging a wide-ranging effort to rig underground poker games. CBS's Anna Schechter.
This was a multi-state operation run by these old crime families known to law enforcement for decades. And what we just heard the prosecutor in the Eastern District of New York say is that his team had been monitoring the illegal gambling operations that these families